Welcome to Dollars and Cents with Clinch Powell, a weekly conversation about the things that matter most in our lives with Stace Cargie and Lindy Turner.
Welcome back to another edition of Dollars and Cents with Clinch Powell. I'm Stace Cargie.
And I'm Lindy Turner.
And this is our weekly conversation about all things that matter, our families, our finances, our homes. And this is June. And June means what, Miss Lindy?
Home Ownership Month.
Yay!
We are homeowners. And to celebrate Homeownership Month, we have Miss Lisa Cox. Lisa is the owner of Paramount Title, and you've got several locations now.
We do. We are definitely blessed in that area. We have offices in Fairfield, Cookeville, Crossville, Lenore City, Knoxville, Dayton, Sparta, and our newest one in Byrdstown.
Y'all have just blown up crazy in like the last, I would say like the last 5 years.
Yes. Since 2014, when I actually bought the company, me and my two partners, who are both attorneys, Chris and Dee Dee, we really had a growth strategy in mind and just really been blessed. Our offices have taken off from there.
That's really great. I did not realize you were in Knoxville. That's good information to know. I was just plugging that in my head going, I wish I'd have known that on a couple of deals. But yeah, that's great. And you said you bought it when?
2014. So I originally started the office with another attorney in 2000. And then in 2014, he retired and I bought the company. So Paramount this year is celebrating, as a whole, 25 years in business. So we're super excited about that also.
Ask her what she did for her employees to celebrate.
What did you do for your employees to celebrate?
So I really feel like success doesn't just come through the owners. It comes through the hard work of the staff. So we took all of our staff and their family on a week-long cruise. So we had about 77 people.
Holy moly.
Ask her if I got to go. That would have been a no.
Right? Stace was not there, unfortunately. Maybe our next one, we need to work on a client cruise.
There
that would
go.
Be cool.
I don't know. Stace might have been on a cruise, just not that one.
I actually was.
I knew it.
I did help, though. I did help them to you know, connect with some bookings. So I felt like I was there in spirit.
That is very true. And, you know, as an owner, I am very proud of the fact that we were able to do that. Now, we saved for a year and a half, a little bit out of each closing we did to be able to do it. So it was a long process, but very proud to be able to do that. Because even though we have quite a few offices, we're still considered a small company. So I'm very thankful we were able to do that for our staff.
Well, I think that is absolutely fabulous. And, you know, planning for that for a year or however, I mean, you saved for it for a year.
Year and a half,
however long that took. But that is just part of doing a good business because you've been planning your expansion.
Mm-hmm.
You've expanded a lot
since
2014 when you took over.
Mm-hmm. Yes. We're definitely blessed in that area.
So the big question I get asked, you know, because we deal a lot in the first-time home buyer space, is what does this mean, title insurance? What do I have to do with it? And why do I have it? So those are the big three questions I'm going to start you with, Lisa.
Well, title insurance just protects your financial investment in that piece of real estate that you're buying. It's not like homeowner's insurance. You don't have to pay it every year. You pay your title insurance premium one time at closing, and that policy stays in effect as long as you own your property.
So what is it protecting against?
So it protects you against forgery on a deed, a missing heir somewhere back in the chain of title, easement issues, liens, judgments, things that, you know, may not have been taken care of. It basically protects the fact that you own a piece of property. It gives you assurance to that effect. And if for some reason there is a claim, title insurance jumps in and defends that claim. So if somebody came back and said, hey, my family left me out when we sold this property, your title insurance company is going to come in and defend that and say, well, you actually have good title. If it goes to court, they pay attorney fees, court costs, you know, so you've got good protection there.
And it's really important. And yes, there is a charge for it, but it is money well spent, actually. I'll give you a story here in a few minutes with a real life story. But I think we need to back up just one more level. And it's like, what's a title company and what's a title? I'm like, is that insurance against my title as a homeowner? No. Let's go back a little further. Talk about what a title company does and what title means when you're buying a house.
That's a really good question and a really good point, because some states have title and escrow as two separate things. So escrow is the funds that change hands. They disperse money at closing, etc. The title side of that, which we do both, the title side of that is your ownership, your documentation that shows you own that piece of property. I have calls sometimes because they think we are like a title loan, like you can take your car title in and borrow money against it.
No, not Title Max.
Not Title Max. That's not us. But we search the property records for at least a period of 30 years. Sometimes we'll go back as 60 or further, but at a minimum of 30 years to make sure that every time the property was conveyed, that it was done so correctly, that if there was a lien on the property, it was properly released, that if there was an estate in the chain of title, all the documented heirs signed off. And that's why they call it a chain of title. Each of those documents chain to the next one, and it provides you literally a chain of title up to your current ownership to show that you've got valid ownership of that piece of property.
And it seems like it would be fairly easy, right? You're like, okay, well, I can go to the courthouse and I can pull these documents. But there's another aspect to that, and that's also your property lines. And I know we've had situations where we see a title report come in and they have the legal description, go 17 paces from the stump near the oak tree, you know, buried next to, you know, Mama's headstone for five times generations past. I mean, I've seen some crazy stuff.
Yes, the old car engine. You know, right. I mean, there have been some crazy, crazy old descriptions. And we have a program where we will, if the description allows it, we'll plot it. It's a deed plotter. So we take those calls and plug it in, and then it draws us a picture so we can make sure that property line completely closes all the way around your property. For those really, really old descriptions like you're talking about, it's really hard to tell and it's really hard to map. So we would recommend, not necessarily require, but recommend you have a new survey on the property. It just is a good way to definitely determine where your boundary lines are.
Right. And so then at closing, you get issued a warranty deed.
Correct.
I think when we keep talking about searching documents, that's a lot of what's getting searched.
Correct.
Is the warranty deeds from transfer to transfer. And then we might as well talk about this one, because I know we get this one questions all the time. Well, and for other programs, we'll say, okay, send us a copy of your deed, and they send you a deed of trust.
Right.
So are those the same thing?
Those are different. So a deed, a warranty deed, a quit claim deed, a substitute trustee's deed, a special warranty deed, those are conveyance documents. So those are documents that transfer title from one owner to another. Some of them have warranties behind it, some of them don't. But in general, if you're purchasing a piece of property, you're primarily going to get a warranty deed. A deed of trust is your mortgage document. It is your security instrument for your lender, for the person you're borrowing money from. So that's the document that gets recorded to put a lien on your property. And then if you're not making payments, that's the document that gives the lender the right to then foreclose and take the property back. So those are deed and deed of trust are two different things.
Right. And we get so many deeds of trust when we send documents in. So is it possible to have more than one deed of trust?
Yes.
On the property?
Sure. You could take out, a lot of times you'll see a second deed of trust of record on a property if someone has taken out a second mortgage or maybe a home equity line of credit, or like if you guys do anything with THDA or USDA or something like that, you'll have another one recorded.
Exactly. So there can be multiple deeds of trust.
Correct.
But there's only one deed, like the warranty deed or the quit claim, that transfers that ownership. Right?
Correct. Okay. Correct. So your deed shows you own it, so you don't need another deed. The deed of trust has to do with the loans you have on it. So you could have two deeds of trust, interest rates drop, you refinance, pay both of those off. The lender records a release to release them as a lien on the property, and then they record a new one for your new loan amount. So you can have multiple deeds of trust throughout your time of ownership.
Exactly, exactly. So, you know, we're here to home ownership month, and I think our conversation is very timely, not only for that, but for folks to understand the process. As a HUD-approved counseling agency at Clinch Powell, you know, many loans like THDA and rural development USDA loans require homebuyer education. So the buyer has to go through homebuyer education to make sure that they understand the home buying process overall, and whether they understand their documents. But what I also love is when you go to a closing, like with you and you're at Paramount or wherever, they're explained again. However, there are so many documents laying in front of you, and they're getting signed, and they're notarizing this and notarizing that. It can be pretty well overwhelming process, to be sure.
Yeah, absolutely. I know we had a situation, Lisa, and Paramount came to the rescue on this one a couple years ago, where the client was buying a piece of property that had several family members in it. We got to the day before closing, and it turned out that when they were calling all the heirs in to sign the final documents, they discovered that at the time some of the heirs were signing previously, they were underage, and the signatures were forged by their parents.
Those are always fun things to discover.
Day before closing. And then it became let's make a deal, you know, with the primary person that was in charge of that family group. You know, these, you know, grandchildren were like, hey, we want our due money. And you did this. You forged our information. And now we want more.
Yeah. Those kinds of things, when you get into the family dynamic, it can definitely make for a very interesting closing. Mm. So, you know, you just have to kind of pivot and say, okay, well, now that this has been brought to light, and thank goodness it was before closing, versus the day after when we've already closed and dispersed, you know, when that family member comes in and tells you, well, actually, this is what happened. You just have to pivot and, you know, take care of it and work through the process, work with the parties to work through the process.
Yeah, that can be a challenge because more than likely they were all not local.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
So I know, those things are always a little bit mind-boggling when there's, you know, different heirs and they're all over the country.
Yes.
And they take forever to get documents back.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of thing. Lisa, another thing that comes up and to help people understand is that, all right, let's say my husband and I are buying a house, and let's say that the reality is his credit is not as good as mine.
Mm-hmm.
He may have a truck loan. Maybe he's got a razor loan or, you know. So it may be that his credit might be good, but he might have too much debt to actually be helpful on the loan. Or maybe he is a man that's just paid cash all his life and he doesn't have credit because, you know, paying cash for everything is not a bad thing. So long story short, he may not be able to qualify for a home loan, but I can qualify for a home loan. So the loan is in my name,
mm-hmm.
but we're married.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how does Talk to us a little bit, explain how, kind of what the Tennessee laws are on the deed and how that's carried out.
Okay.
Pros and
What's
cons.
What's the biggest difference between being
a
mom
transaction,
and being a grandma?
It's a little different than if
Not
you were like later on refinancing.
Being the disciplinarian.
So you certainly would have the right to
You're the cookie monster.
I am.
Just in your name
I
as a married
am.
Woman.
I am the, you know.
And if it let's go to,
to Gigi's house, you know.
I love that Gigi. That's your grandma.
That's my grandma is Gigi. Yeah, and it's always funny. I pretend like I don't see him, but I see him all the time when my kids
just as a married woman.
Whatever, we're having a family
and
thing.
And you can be on the deed of trust
And I'll be
for
something
the
with the grandkids.
Just
and I see my son and my daughter will
and
look at each other and say,
company
do you see that?
Or your loan policy
you,
will not take
a spousal
exception.
You know what she would have done if we had done that? You know?
Just like, hey, so that basically
you know.
Means
but,
if
it's your job to teach them
title insurance
what,
for the lender, there's an issue.
Not mine.
That's
we'll
not an exception on that policy. And that is very important.
Although I'm not completely pushover, but
later on, if you decided to refinance.
I just want to be fun.
We're going to,
well, yeah,
and
because you've done all the hard stuff.
Property.
Because it is fun.
We're going to
yeah,
require,
I mean, you've done all the raising and the, you know, bedtime and all of this.
Your husband to
and
title
now you want
to
just be able
to,
you know, make some popcorn and build
we're
a fort.
We're going to require
and, you know,
that he sign off on the deed of trust.
And eat some s'mores, and then, oh, by the way, your mom will be here in an hour to pick you up.
He
yeah,
has a marital
yeah. How many desserts
in it,
do you want?
Even though he's
right.
not on the deed.
It's the best thing.
So he
I remember
signs the
my
deed
mom,
of trust,
she would always
pledging
have,
that as collateral.
We had two grandkids that
property
lived
is
very
collateral
close to
for
us,
the loan.
So they were over
so he's
a
basically
lot.
Acknowledging
so
there's a lien on the marital property.
Up, but we had Christopher.
I know that's a little bit convoluted, but it makes a difference purchasing versus refinancing. Now, if you both went on the deed in the beginning.
So they sit at the table, and Christopher
as a married couple. You
and
would
one
both
of them
be
was
required to sign the deed of trust
well,
on that first
ice cream.
Purchase.
Uh-huh.
And Danielle
for
would say Mallows
couple,
or cookie.
The loans,
oh,
if
like
the loans
so
only
marshmallows or cookies.
Married,
right.
Yeah,
that's
this
what she wants. So my mom always had,
the spouse
there was
did,
always ice cream,
the
and there was a sticky note on. There was a note,
deed.
Christopher's. And then there was a special cookie you know,
they
stash
don't
that
have
was
to be on the deed.
And I knew
what are
if I went in there even with a spoon to take a little bite of that ice cream, I would have been smacked into next Thursday. There would have been no quarter about that. I mean, it would have just happened, right? Because that was her thing. That was their thing together. And Christopher.
Me either
had
to think about in making
these disabilities and
well you want to you know long term
this about where he progressed to
are you still going to be together
Christopher
be
knew
there.
Certain things
and then also
very,
the creditworthiness
well.
Of the
and
of the other person if
that
you
when
don't
he
know
he walked into grandma and grandpa's
you know, if
house
if that person has
he was
going to
walk in
judgment
he was
going to
he was going to sit up at the chair at the dining room table and he was going to wait there patiently because grandma was going to be there with a bowl of ice cream.
It
and
attaches
to
that property
day,
if their name is on that property.
There are things that I
had
think
a
about back
situation,
to that time.
This is actually for an older couple, but we
was,
had a situation
like,
where
no, that
the parents owned the
love,
property.
Mm-hmm.
They had
you know,
put the son on title just for some community privileges for golfing and lake and all that.
Is so special.
And when they went to sell the property, he had a lien against him. He was paying on it. He had a payment agreement, was up to date and all of that.
Yeah.
But
and then when my kids came along, my kids were all about marshmallows.
Yeah.
So
judgment
then there was the marshmallow
required
stash, right?
That his
you know,
lien
and then
be paid
my
off
sister's son,
so they could sell that property.
He liked a certain
candy,
and that
candy, was a significant
so then there
amount.
Was that for him.
So, yep.
And
you
so
have
was,
to be
I'm
cautious.
Like, man, where, I had a situation a few years ago. This was actually personal.
Where'd that go?
You know, but
my ex-husband moved out of the state.
I'm so happy
we were both on the property
it.
Together. We bought it as joint property.
He actually signed a quitclaim.
I'm happy that
he's like, you know what?
I'm time with grandma.
I'm not going
to
be here.
Able,
we're all good.
Hear her stories.
And I could have at that point executed that quitclaim. Meaning, I could have said he is just releasing all of his rights to the property. He still would
have
been responsible for the loan. If I defaulted on that loan, it still would have been his responsibility.
Softwares
however,
that are available,
he did not want any part
AI
of the house. He's like, you take it, it's fine,
it
I'm happy, we're all good. It was a very amicable divorce. I know you remember
mm-hmm.
this, Lisa.
And talked to
so
mom.
For me, I
and
did not, because I understood this.
And it will transcribe.
I did not
them.
And could not,
and
in good faith,
out, you can
execute
them as
that quitclaim.
And what a
because,
lovely,
again, we had a very strong, very good friendship.
Oh,
Golly.
We kept that property as a rental for like 5 years before we sold it.
No kidding.
So for me, it was the right thing
the
to
that you wish you
not
could hear
execute the quit.
Again,
I mean, he had just as much
experience
put into
again.
That home as I did.
I know where you're talking about Mother's Day, but
I kind of think we might be the exception a lot of times with that.
At his
but that's really the reality.
Birthday,
when you go on and you put somebody else on that deed, if they sign a quit claim and they're on the loan with you, they do not relinquish their responsibility for the loan. And we get that a lot in divorces. Well, the divorce decree says, the divorce decree can say it all day long,
family group,
but that
kind of
doesn't
thing.
Release
and that thing
you from
comes up every
loan,
year,
even
and
though
it's
they
so
signed a quit claim. So you have to be
special.
Very careful with that. And that's what you know, we always say,
so special,
talk
and
to a professional. Talk
to
somebody who knows us.
Do that.
I know our time's getting short,
for
but there's one thing I think is really important, especially in this community, and that's Medicare liens.
I want to know what software you're talking about.
Could you tell us a little bit about that, because I think it's so important.
Not the memory that it would take.
So if you are over the age of 55.
Gosh, that makes a lot of sense.
Or if you have a relative.
Yeah, I know there's a couple different ones, and you can just Google it.
And they passed away.
I mean, it's just, to me, those are the things,
right? We
have
to have a release letter from TennCare.
There's things
that
either
you...
that I don't have.
That particular
my mom's
person
voice, I'm
did
lucky
not
that I have a lot of
have
that because
benefits,
she was on my radio
so there's
show
no
for many
recovery.
Years. So I can
or
listen to my mom.
Yeah.
And
there were TennCare
so sweet,
benefits
right?
extended to that individual.
Yeah.
And TennCare
so
is now
and spunky
wanting
just,
to
yeah.
recover
your face
some
and,
or
you know,
all
that,
of those
that
funds
all
that they
comes through, believe me. So that's really cool.
We can go back.
I miss her
recipes. Go back for a period of 4 years.
One of the things I did for my kids a few years ago.
So if someone has passed away within the last 4 years.
You know, our handwritten kind of cookbooks.
It used to be 10.
And I wrote
out
their favorite recipes that I make for them.
Right.
The ones that they always ask me for.
We have to order that TennCare release before we can actually close. And
to this day, I cannot make my potato salad taste like my mother's, and it drives me insane.
You know, even if she'd written it down,
I know
it wouldn't have tasted the same. It's funny you said that because Laura, you know,
right?
My daughter, who you certainly know, for Christmas, she gave me a recipe book where you're supposed to write. And, you know, it's like every couple weeks she'll go, you writing those recipes down? Are you writing them like, you know, I'm not sure what rep. I'm trying.
Yeah,
it's not like I do all that much cooking anymore for just for two. But and my son, a few years ago, this has been years go by fast, but it's probably seven, eight.
You know,
it doesn't matter how many years ago. Anyway, for Christmas one year, I got cutting boards
with the title company, and we bought
and
title
for each of them,
the whole
and
bit.
I. Hand
well,
wrote,
you remember this little thing back in, 2007, 2008, called the...
I make good cornbread. Mm-hmm. I'll be happy
housing,
to say it. I make awesome cornbread. And they're always like, how do you make it? I'm like, but I don't measure anything,
right.
you know,
right.
which, of course,
right.
is very
and
frustrating.
Then, of course, we built
but one Christmas, I'm like, okay.
You know, sell them one at a time.
So
time,
I made, like, 20 pounds of cornbread trying, you know, to get it, to figure out just how much of everything. And I bought, you know, of course, the cast iron skillet is the most important part, but not new.
Only
old ones. And I cleaned them up and I seized them for my son, my daughter. You mentioned for two other
lien.
Daughters.
And
for Christmas. But on my
they
kids,
didn't even own
their
property
I wrote
anymore.
The cornbread recipe
right?
For and, all of them on the back of a cutting board, Sharpie.
In
and then on the other
words,
side,
there was a problem with the title
one
when we bought
favorite,
the
other favorite is
gotcha.
Lasagna,
the
and the other one's chicken and dumplings.
Mm-hmm.
So for them
get,
to have that, well,
we could not get
I'll get there to the end of the story. This year at Christmas,
insurance.
My son said,
what did we do wrong?
It's about gone, you know. It's about worn off.
Or
and I said, we're going to take a Sharpie. He said, no. He said, I want you to write
I just had to throw that in there.
Yeah, and I'm going to have
I'm like, you know, so all
you
title companies are
and I'm like,
saying,
well, you just
so
write it down. He said, no, what's your handwriting?
Consumer, why do we
there's when you know you've really
you need to look for a company that is established, has a history.
42-year-old.
And also who they underwrite with.
Interesting.
Because there are some smaller title insurance underwriters, just back, like your homeowner's insurance.
Kind of
you know,
the
there's the Farm
gift.
Bureaus and yeah. the State Farms the, and all those you know, bigger companies. But then there's some smaller ones out there,
that,
too, that might not be able to withstand financially
yeah. you know,
a crash.
Through the teenage years
you know,
and through
I'm gonna
the
call it
tough
a crash
20s
it was pretty
and
bad
whatever.
But for us, we underwrite with the largest
remember and hold on
title insurance underwriters. You know,
First
American is
this,
our primary.
You know, whatever.
And
that's
First American or Fidelity, they kind of flip flop back and forth between who's in first place.
You
know,
school. Not that
so
this actually happened.
We've got
but,
a really good underwriter behind
you know,
us that, if for some reason
for hours on end, you know,
Paramount went out of business,
remember that
which,
memory so
Lord,
vividly.
I pray you protect that, and that never happens.
Ice cream.
But our title policies are written through a company that have stood the test of time, and they're going to be here to defend that issue.
For me, because you know it's. Yeah, when our birthdays
yeah, so,
are, and we always
you know,
celebrate
who
it
you
together.
Pick matters.
Yes.
So
I got another
you know,
question.
Having those memories where we would
so
go and look at Christmas lights,
you
know, as a family,
I,
and
when I bought my house,
and having
I got
that connection with my mom, having you know, knowing that
and
we were that connected, that we're a day apart.
If I were to sell my house,
so
the buyer,
those are the things.
You know,
and as I get older,
to ask me, I
really try to focus on my kids. And people joke around with me a lot because I go on cruises. I work very, very hard. And long
yes,
hours, and then I'll be gone, and I'll go on a cruise. And but everyone's like,
insurance.
"You're going on a cruise again?" Because that's what I do. I like cruising. Yeah, whatever. So
pay for title insurance.
But when I'm on these
so
things,
normally
and I'm
the title policy
trips,
goes to the
I'm
buyer.
Trying to
but
relate
what,
to my children
because you already have
it's
a policy
not about
in
the
place.
Things, it's about the time.
You don't need another one as a seller.
And when okay. I'm away,
but what
with
you
my
can
husband,
do.
That's
is
our quality
to help
time
out your buyer.
We just have to each other.
Is if you mm-hmm. provide them
because
a copy of
precious.
Or a copy mm-hmm. of your
and so,
owner's
again,
title insurance policy.
I'm just going to give my little PSA.
And it is within
if
10
you are
years.
Blessed enough that your mom,
we can
your mama
give
figure,
that
auntie,
buyer
mama,
what is called a reissue
mama,
credit
is that mama,
because
daddy,
there's a policy
mama,
already in place.
That mama is
and
you.
They get a little
mm-hmm.
bit of a discount
a
on
today.
Their title insurance policy. So it's a way for the seller to just out of the goodness help that buyer on their title.
Single mom
premium.
And you're struggling and you're trying to figure out how
yeah.
to make ends
I mean,
meet,
here at Clinch
call
Powell,
us at Clinch Pal.
You know,
we've got
every
some
time
great
we buy
financial
a house,
programs
for
you. We've got some credit counseling about beyond that we can help
so
you,
you
to help take care of
the
your
house,
children.
Be doing that and
know that we love
break.
On you
yes.
and we appreciate
you. You can provide that title company that's representing your new buyer.
Because it is so
a copy of that and they can get a discount on their title.
You were talking about
here's another question.
At the hospital and the ice cream. You know,
I could go on. So
my mom,
again,
she worked all
title
day.
Insurance is
and
an
she came home
thing.
Every night.
So
and cooked supper,
you know,
and then she went to a second job.
I know we bought it. And, we bought our house.
And what I wouldn't give
40 years ago. But I would
for
have
some
no
fried
idea
potatoes
where it is at
that my mama made. We never had fancy food, you know. It was a while back. Now you can't afford it, but you know we had fried. We had a lot of fried bologna.
You need to keep in
fried spam.
Space.
Lots
yes,
of fried potatoes.
Because like in your
because
instance,
that,
that
at the time those were the things that were cheap too. But oh my gosh, I tried a fried potatoes like my mom, and I just
you're not sure,
you know,
which title underwriter so underwrote that policy. So you don't even know where. To go to ask
you know,
that
and
so
exactly.
we always
oh goodness,
recommend that they keep it with their deed because people realize their deed is important
yes.
you know, after it's recorded.
That,
you know, they'll typically keep that in a safe deposit box or somewhere safe.
Ask them.
We always say, put this with your deed.
That
way you keep
that,
them together.
Or you know,
so we only
and
have
you know what? We all
minutes.
Live through times, and my kids and grandkids now through my husband and I, you know, we tend to tell you know same stories kind of over and over.
Each client
but,
to sit down and explain.
I wish I'd listened closer.
Here's what this means.
And
really bring it down to the level of understanding because it
oh,
can
that's
be
interesting.
So overwhelming
well, but
and,
then,
and complicated.
How did you come
so
to be there?
Kind of
I mean, there's the rest of the story
how does someone
that,
reach you?
So
that would be really good to know.
Our main
so,
office number yes. in Fairfield
so just take
is
the time.
931-456-8080.
We honor you. We thank you, moms, for all that you do.
And then that call can then be transferred to any of our offices. My cell phone number, if
you
need me directly, is 931-456-8080.
The hardest working people. people I've ever met. Sorry, our moms.
Hey, and you know what?
Or you can reach us through
there's
the website.
Like Mom Radar.
Paramount-title.com.
Right?
This is true.
Mom Radar. I know my kids will be like...
There. You can pay your earnest money there. We have two programs, Earnest and Deposit Link.
Or
you can go online and submit your earnest money through there securely as well.
You know, you have no idea what was happening or going on at that time.
They can reach us at
855-828-5957.
Somehow.
So it's that connection that
you can apply for any and all of our programs.
Keeps us
or
all grounded.
Or you can reach Stace at
and on that note, that ends our day here from Mother Say. I am Stace Cargi for Lindy Turner. This is Dollars and Cents on WAEW. For helping us celebrate June's Home Ownership Month. For Lindy Turner, I'm Stace Cargi. This is Dollars and Cents on WAEW. We'll see you next week.
Dollars and Cents with Clinch Powell airs every Sunday beginning at 1:15 right here on WAEW AM.